On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, display setup, streaming capture, lighting, and a persistent template. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio podcast, that's cool too. Just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So, Nate Sarag on YouTube asks, hi, thanks for the video. I have ProPresenter 6 for Mac. I can't seem to get a single slide to show up by itself on the main stage screen. I set it up on my Mac, but it does not show up single slide on the main stage screen. Help. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is we need to know, does the Mac see multiple monitors? It needs to see at least two, and if you're using stage display, three. So first you're going to go into system preferences. This is with ProPresenter turned off. Don't confuse this with the preferences in ProPresenter. I'm talking on the system level. So we go into system preferences, then we click on displays. The first thing that should pop up is you should see three tabs at the top. If you only see two, there's part of the problem. The computer isn't seeing the second display. But if you see three tabs, one of them is called arrangement. You click on arrangement, and then you should see two boxes, one for each display, or three if you're using stage display. It's possible, though, that you won't. And if you don't, look in the lower left-hand corner. There is a mirror displays checkbox. You want to uncheck that. If it's checked, that's the cause of the problem. So do that and then check your preferences in ProPresenter 6 and make sure that you have these three displays and that main is drugged to the display box that indicates the main display. There's nothing on the control screen, and SD is on the stage display, if you have it. And that should solve your problem. James Newman asked me on TrinityDigitalMedia.com, Hey Paul, I'm a typical rookie trying to get set up to live stream our church services on our church website. I'm wanting to start small for now. We have been recording on a Zoom H4n digital recorder, good piece of gear. I have installed Flash Media Encoder on my MacBook. I'd like to use the audio in my live stream from the Zoom H4n and the video from a DSLR camera. I have a Canon SX30IS camera, and I'm not sure if I need a capture card. I tried to plug a USB plug from my Zoom H4n and a USB from my Canon SX30IS, but the Flash Media Live Encoder only recognized the Zoom H4n for audio, but not my camera. Do I need a capture card? If so, which one would you recommend? Any other suggestions or corrections to what I've done would be appreciated. Thanks for your time. So, as I was looking at it, that camera only outputs 720p. And when I say outputs, I mean records. It could be that the output is much less. My T3i, for example, while it says it outputs 720p, 1080p, when you actually plug in a HDMI cable and plug that into a TV, you get both letterboxed and pillarboxed. And the overlays are difficult to remove. You actually kind of have to hack it using Magic Lantern. Now, I don't know if Magic Lantern would work on this camera. I don't have one of those. I also don't know if there's a menu option to remove the overlays, but that's what you would need to do in order to get this to even remotely get 720p on your screen. Now, it could be that SD is perfectly fine, but with that said, you're gonna need a capture card. The Blackmagic Design Mini Recorder is actually a pretty good one from all I've heard. And you plug that into the Thunderbolt port, and once you do that, it just shows up as a camera. So that's what I would suggest that you do, is get one of those, plug it in, and go from there. By the way, it's possible that you'll get some discrepancy in the capture from the Zoom H4n and the mini recorder. If that's the case, try plugging audio directly into the camera and getting audio that way. So that's just a good place to start. Hope that helps. Okay, next, Ashley via email says, "First, I appreciate the purpose of your email to actually address and get a response from your audience. Secondly, I do have a question. I can't really find anything on church lighting or set. What lighting arrangements work best for certain segments like worship or the message? What would add some interest to the stage in terms of decoration, backdrop, or anything else? I honestly don't know if this is even your area, but would greatly appreciate it if you could respond with some rules or guidelines to explain what it even is that I'm supposed to be looking for in lighting and stage design. Thanks for your interest in helping reach the lost through technology and media. Keep on leading others to Him." Well, Ashley, you're right. Lighting isn't my primary thing. I approach lighting from a video standpoint because I'm primarily a videographer. But stage lighting is a little different animal. But there is a blog that I follow, churchstagedesign.com. And while they do mostly set stuff, there is some lighting in there. So I think that's the first place that I would look, interact with that community, and see if they've got some better suggestions as well. Next, Brenda via email asks, "Last Sunday, it is Sunday AM and we are trying to use ProPresenter. A template has parked itself on the front of every slide. We have deleted the template and it's still there. Tried to create a new playlist and it's still there. Help." Okay, one thing you need to know about ProPresenter, it's designed with layers. So if the template layer seems not to be causing the problem, go up a layer to the props layer. Look at the props, make sure you clear out all the props in the props layer and see if that solves it. In talking with you, it turned out that that triggered you to check the mask layer where the problem actually was. So the mask layer is the next place I was going to suggest. So that's typical. If you see something that's persistent, that refuses to be removed, check the props layer and the mask layer and see if removing those solves the problem. So, I hope that helped you. I hope that one of those questions was one of your questions that you just haven't asked, or I hope you're one of these people. Either way, if you'd like to ask more questions, by all means, do it below the video. Drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or just head to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can leave me your question, or just use some of the contact information I've left on that page. If you like this show, you'll probably like my email newsletter too. So head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, and I've got some free church tech gifts for you, and you can get a copy of my newsletter. Once you've done that, you'll get free weekly tips, tricks, and news of what's going on here at TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Also, you might want to check out my store, where I've created resources with you in mind to help you get up to speed on church technology and figure out how to be more efficient and do a better job at the same time. So head on over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/store, and there you can pick up one of those things as well. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.